Item number four, report, discussion, and possible action on recommendations from the Executive Committee on the selection of candidates for the environmental, agricultural, counties, and electric generating utilities interest vacancies. So I don't know if members of the Executive Committee and members of the group, would you rather us go through each one individual, or would y'all rather handle the proposed candidates all in one motion? Does anybody have a preference on that?
I'm fine with approving them as a slate all at once.
I am as well.
Okay, so before we vote on that, I just wanted to say, I wanted to give a special thanks to Charlotte, Sujith, Alicia, and Matt for helping on that. And keep in mind, we actually interviewed every one of the candidates. So thank you guys for all the time and help in helping us review the candidates and making these recommendations. So at this point, I need a motion to accept the Executive Committee's recommendation.
Chair, this is Sujith. I move to accept the recommendations of the Executive Committee. Folks, you know, they're all good candidates right there, and we got to pick the ones I think, you know, fits our needs. And I think it turned out it was a very tough choice, but we all made choices. I think, you know, there was a good push by Waller County to get all of their folks as the participants in this group, and that was commendable. But I think end of the day, we got to pick one position for all of them, except the gas generating, the electric generating, which that's the only one we'll discuss. But other than that, all the nominations, I hope we can move. There, Bruce Bertson for the environmental counties, it is Jonathan Stieber. For agriculture, it is Russell Ford.
So we've got a motion by Sujith. We need a second.
Second, Brandon.
Second by Brandon Wade. All in favor of accepting the nomination, signify by aye.
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 Motion passes. Well, let's welcome our new members to the group. Bruce, if you want to say hi and just kind of introduce yourself to the overall group.
Sure. Hi, I'm Bruce Bodson. Sorry I couldn't be up there today. About pretty close to 50 years now in the environmental, science, law, academia racket, and have been working on the Brazos River in particular for getting pretty close to 10 years now with the devs as a focus. Most of my work has been on riparian protection stuff. Anyway, looking forward to working with everybody and learning progressively more about the flood issues.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, so Bruce will be in the seat for environmental interests, and then Russell Ford, if you'll introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Russell Ford. I am a county extension agent in Waller County through Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. My focus is 4-H and youth development, but I work with youth. We focus a lot on water education, but I also do work with local farmers and ranchers, providing educational resources as programs throughout the year. Matter of fact, I apologize. I'm in the truck again today, driving to a what we call an Ag Field Day in Anderson, Texas right now. So we are actually setting up for that to where we, it's a multi-county event. So we have farmers and ranchers come out and we discuss different agricultural topics. So I, again, as Bruce said, I'm learning a lot more about it and being a part of this organization. So I have the opportunity.
Thank you, Russell. Well, you have the perfect opportunity to talk to him about flooding today when you attend your event.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the last group member we added is Jonathan Stiber to represent counties. Are you on, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. If you could kind of just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your background.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm John Stiber. I'm the county engineer of Grimes County with an office in Anderson, Texas, coincidentally. I've been involved in flood planning and mitigation for about 10 years through the lens of project planning for road and drainage projects and permitting, private development permitting. Happy to be here, and I'm happy to be on the team, and I look forward to working with y'all and contributing whatever I can. So thank you.
Thank you. Sujeet mentioned this, but we only got one application for electric generating utilities, and we wanted somebody that was more directly associated with the electric generation process. So we elected to not fill that position at this time. Any other discussion or comments on item 4?